365-8000.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it's going to be a beautiful Labor Day weekend for outdoor activities. We'll be up into the 80s during the day, 50s pretty much during the night, but warming up a little bit toward Monday itself. He'll be along with details on the forecast in 5 minutes. Right now it's AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois Democrat Barack Obama is taking his presidential campaign on the road again. His first stops are in the battleground states of the Midwest. Today he flies to Pittsburgh, where he and running mate Joe Biden will kick off a bus tour of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan, fresh off the Democratic National Convention in Denver. If Obama makes it to the White House, there's an expectation Illinois would reap special benefits from the DNC in Denver. Amanda Vinicky has the story.
State Senate President Emil Jones says if Obama were president, it would be a tremendous asset to Illinois.
Anytime you have a president from a state, that state should benefit considerably.
For instance, an Obama administration may focus on finding coal-based alternative fuels, which could help rejuvenate Illinois' coal industry. That's the expectation of Bob Hahn, who's from Centralia.
I think if Barack gets, when Barack gets elected, it's going to happen and help our area quite a bit.
And here's U.S. Senator Dick Durbin's take on what it would mean if Obama wins.
It means that I'll be able to call the White House and make sure my calls are answered.
As the number two leader in the U.S. Senate, Durbin already brings Illinois some clout. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Anti-war activists say as many as 1,000 people are heading from Chicago to St. Paul to join others protesting at the Republican National Convention next week. The protesters will include immigrant leaders, Iraq veterans, and Hurricane Katrina survivors. University of Illinois at Chicago student Suzanne Navabi says she's taking a chartered bus leaving early Monday morning.
A lot of students are angry and disillusioned. We want to turn that into something positive.
Other protesters are making the 400-mile journey on bicycle. Still others left Chicago weeks ago and are walking all the way to the Twin Cities. But Illinois House Republican leader Tom Cross says John McCain's expected nomination will overshadow any demonstrations. Cross is one of 70 Illinois convention delegates.
The Democrats have protesters, the Republicans have protesters. It's the nature of the beast.
The main protest march is planned for Monday, a few hours before President Bush's scheduled speech to the delegates. The University of Illinois will get a visit this fall from former presidential candidate John Edwards. The one-time North Carolina senator and John Kerry's running mate in 2004 recently admitted to an extramarital affair that many observers say will hobble his political future. But U of I spokeswoman Robin Kaler says it doesn't appear that Edwards wants to cancel any speaking engagements, including his October 14th date set by the Illini Union Board at Follinger Auditorium.
The university extended an offer if he wanted to not appear, but we were told that he, in fact, is booking more appearances and his speaking fee has gone up.
Kaler says the union board had negotiated the $65,000 fee before the scandal erupted. She says it's not an unusual speaking fee for someone of Edwards' status. Students will be able to attend the speech for free. Indiana Senator Evan Bayh joked about politics and football as he made his first appearance on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. The Democrat said presidential nominee Barack Obama is the real deal and told an incredulous Stewart that Indiana really could be in play for the Democrats in the November election. I got boos from the Comedy Central audience in Denver when he mentioned the Indianapolis Colts. He's not done appearing on comedy shows. His office says Bly will make it a brief appearance today on HBO's Real Time and on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Students will be spending more time taking standardized tests this year in Indiana as the state begins its transition from fall to spring exams. Indiana's statewide testing for Educational Progress Plus exams will be given in both the fall and spring this year to students in grades 3 through 8. Next year, only spring tests will be given. This year's fall test, to be given in September, will cover material taught during the 2007-2008 school year. Spring tests will be given in two parts, essay and short answer questions in March and multiple choice questions in late April or early May. Authorities in Danville say metal scavengers there have found another item to steal. Thieves have moved on from metal siding and copper pipe to steal more than a dozen manhole covers during the last week. Police say the manhole covers are being taken at night and create a danger to adults and children who could fall in. Bob Scott of Danville's Public Works Department says the stolen manhole covers are of an older variety, about 18 inches across and lighter than many newer covers in Danville. Scott said to deal with the problem, he's starting a program to replace the older covers, hopefully eliminating the danger of missing manhole covers in the future. Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
And at 8:35, our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
I was just looking at what a used manhole cover could bring you on the open market and see if it's worth all the trouble to go try and steal some.
Probably not as much as a speaking fee of $65,000,
no,
though.
No. Hey, Michael Jackson turns 50 years old today. Believe that? Michael Jackson, little Michael Jackson. 50 years old today, and Fred McMurray would have been 100 tomorrow, were he still alive.
Oh, he's the My Three Sons father,
yeah,
among other things.
That's right.
Lots of movies. But
Mr. Douglas, and did you know he was born right up the road here in Kankakee?
No, I didn't.